Hello, it's Tanya here, and it is July 21st in 2014. This is our Astral Alliance Mastermind call for July, and it is really an incredible time we're in right now. I know I have said that a lot this year, but you know, there's a real sense of opportunity in the air right now that I want to tell you a bit about. As spiritual entrepreneurs, you really want to take advantage of this. Our call today follows our Numerology Academy call, so I know it's a really busy day for most of you who are in both groups. So I understand if you can't be on both, but you will be able to listen to recording and refer to it in the future. You know, the thing about the new moon event in Leo with Jupiter is all about creating abundance. That is what Jupiter stands for. It is an incredible opportunity to move forward with optimism and to move forward into a time of prosperity. And it is a long time coming. I mean, Jupiter has just moved into Leo. It is a hugely fortuitous time because of that, and the sun obviously enters Leo in literally hours, and so Leo also is about optimism, and Leo is about, you know, taking risks and creative self-expression. So the combination we are in right now, just for spiritual entrepreneurship, is incredibly potent. And with this new moon, on top of everything else happening at 2 degrees Leo, with Jupiter at 3. We are really now at a time where all the research we did, all the planning we did, is coming into fruition. So we have some events I just want to mention here just briefly in astrology, just so you know, astronumerology, what is happening. One is that Uranus is trining the sun on August 8th. And so the reason I'm bringing this up is it is happening in Leo. The sun rules Leo, and Uranus is all about moving forward into the future and looking forward. And Uranus and Pluto are doing their dance right now, right? So this is a really nice event that's coming up during this time after the Leo new moon that we can take advantage of. Venus enters Leo on August 12th, literally 4 days after that, which again, Venus is a planet of abundance. So Venus will be joining Jupiter in Leo on August 12th. So, you know, there's just so much good news about this time that I really hope that all of you are feeling the sense of optimism and renewal right now. And at this point, I just also want to mention yesterday, there's some absolutely gorgeous photographs that went up that were taken by Rebecca, who obviously is in our mastermind group, of Terry, who is another member of our mastermind group. And they're just so indicative of the beautiful, fun energy that I'm talking about right now that's in the air, this expansive energy that is leading to an absolutely explosion of creativity. And I just love, love, love these photos of Terry. If you haven't been to our Astral Alliance Mastermind Facebook page, I want you to go there and just check them out. They're really beautiful, and I just want to commend, you know, Terry and Rebecca for you know, creating this moment for Terry. It's just, it's beautiful. And the light in her eyes, you want to go check out the joy and the light, just shines through. Just tremendous. So I love it. And it is really beautiful to see that energy come through, that fifth house fun energy of creativity come through in those photographs. So as you know, new moons are new beginnings, and this new moon is all about passion. It's about triggering the courage within you to move forward. So if you want me to look at your chart in relation to how your business is going, to your astronumerology chart, just get in line, star 6. I know Angela, I should say, had a question. So just press star 6 on your phone, and we can have a look at what's going on for you personally in your business and, of course, in your personal life as well. I want to mention here that Mars being in Scorpio starting on Friday is really, really going to change up your vitality, your energy levels. So if you've been feeling held back, that will change, and you may be feeling it already because it's very close. Mars entering Scorpio is a long time coming. It's been in Libra for way too long, 8-9 months, you know, very, very, very rare for Mars to be in a sign that long, retrograding back and forth. It's usually 6 weeks. So, and Libra is a sign of its detriment. It is not an easy sign for Mars to be in. So our energy reserves have been not quite as strong, especially those of us who have a strong Mars presence in our chart. So that would mean an Aries somewhere on, you know, in a very important location in your chart, or a Mars that's aspected, or a strong Mars location. So all of us, though, will be really feeling much more energy as a result of this amazing event, which happens literally the day before the new moon. So I want you to really think of that in terms of the vitality you put into your business. And also, I want you to just be aware that Mars can trigger anger. So if there is any sense of underlying feeling upset at things not going the way you want them to, just walk the middle ground and just use this Mars energy to really see that it is up to you to point your direction in the areas that really you feel passionate about. If you start pointing your energy reserves into areas that are expected of you, you really will not be very happy at this time, because the combination of everything that's going on, remember we're in a 7 year, so you're looking within anyway, you're trying to find those answers of truth for you anyway. So if you are pointing your energy reserves in a direction that are not congruent to who you are, you will more easily get upset at this time. So just saying that in terms of a guideline so that you can tell, okay, well, if this doesn't feel right to me, I need to make a change, okay? So, and just know that Jupiter being part of this whole, expansive event, Jupiter expands everything it touches. So, you know, you want to really be clear about everything's going to improve. Your creativity is going to improve. Your work will improve. Your business will improve. It's a wonderful, wonderful energy to expand everything so that you consciously understand that you can experience life from a much greater sense of understanding, much greater sense of perspective than you ever had before. Doors will be opening in a big way. You will meet new people. This new moon is extremely fortunate, and it is triggering everything that entrepreneurs want to have triggered. So really for us in general, it is a marvelous, marvelous time. So having said that, I want to now go to your questions. Again, press *6 if you want a reading. I know Angela is one of those people, so let's see if she's on. Let me check here. Hello, this is 682 area code.
Yes, hi, Tanya. This is Angelica.
Oh, I'm sorry I called you Angela. I'm so sorry. You know what? It's because you and Angela joined. So, Angelica, sorry. That is definitely not a good thing to do. So you know what I have on your chart, though, is Angie for some reason. You must have come to me with that name. I don't know why.
I used to call my family would call me Angelica or Angelica, but at work they would call me Angie. And then with this whole new numerology and stuff, now I'm just calling myself Angelica because it gave me a better frequency number.
Okay,
Angelica Underwood.
There you go. I think it's the Angie that threw me off. I'm so sorry. So, yeah, I have everything in front of me. So let me know what it is you want me to look at here.
Well, as you know, and one of the things I've been talking to you about is that my finances had really dropped tremendously, and
mm-hmm.
I have a part-time job, but right now I'm I'm in the creation part and putting things in place, and it seems that I'm creating a lot of momentum. So I have to either resign by August 31st or keep that part-time job. If I do resign, then I can use some of my retirement money and live from it for a while, which I don't want to do, but I know I just feel good that I will make up my retirement money. Does that make sense? So I just want to confirm it with the numbers.
Okay, here's the thing. Your progressed moon, I mean, sorry, your solar arc moon is at 5 degrees in Sagittarius, and so it's 2 degrees from your eighth house. So you're coming into a four-year period. Well, it's not in your eighth house yet, but once it is, you will really feel a strong, strong income raise in your life, because money owed to you will be a really big deal at that point. So, meaning your moon will be arcing into your eighth house, which is money owed to you, right? So that's the good news. Now, that is still a little bit away, but you should be feeling it starting now. You should be starting to sense that there is money coming to you. Your progressed moon is currently in your fourth house, and it's going to be there for another 5 months. Then it's going to enter your fifth house. So, and your progressed Mars and Venus are in your second house of values and money. So they've been there, though, for a while. I'm just seeing if any transits are triggering these two locations. Hold on. Okay, so the Sun is currently opposite your midheaven. Your midheaven's Capricorn 26. Sun is currently 29 Cancer today. So it's directly opposite. That, and it's also conjunct Jupiter. That's actually really nice for you. I mean, that's a sign right there in terms of this transit that for your career, things are about to expand. Because, you know, the Sun and Jupiter are together right now. For the next few days, and they're opposite your ascendant. I mean, your midheaven. I mean, I would like that. That's really nice. So, in terms of decision making about what's coming up in August, I think for you to focus on what you can do at home, because this is happening in your fourth house, is what you should do. So, resigning from a job that's not at home would make sense if I looked at this.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's my only secured money. Let's say, let's call it secured money, because it's always coming in regardless. But I'm thinking I have to do something drastic and different. Otherwise, I come home and I'm just drained, because I work over there and then I'm working here at night. And I have to do something different in order for my business to really take off. So, okay,
yeah.
And I kind of...
Do you have money, though, that, because your midheaven is currently transiting your eighth house, which is money owed to you. So that makes me think there's a lot of money owed to you energy that's happening at the same time right now for you. Is there anything in your horizon that would indicate either an ex or somebody owing you money for something?
Well, yeah, my son's dad owes me money, like child support, like back paid for a long time ago, so it's been accumulating, but I don't know if it's ever even coming to me.
Do you have a lawyer who might be working on your behalf?
I changed everything, because I had it in Laredo, Texas, and then I changed it here to Arlington, because they weren't doing anything over there, so now that it's here, I have to make it a point to go and have them, you know, reassign the courts and everything here, because over there they just dropped the ball completely for a long time. But I wasn't there, and they wanted me to be there. And it was hard, because I'm not in Laredo, Texas anymore.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that might be it. And the, or my retirement, because that's owed to me. And if I'm going to resign, then I can ask for some of that money.
Yes. There's just energy around you now that would indicate that there is money coming to you from other sources. And it could actually, this can often mean when you are an entrepreneur that it is from clients.
Okay.
So, which would be a good thing. Have you had any expansion yet on that level?
Yeah, you know what, I had this, like, when I came back from where we met over there in L.A., I came back and I kept brainstorming on how I can create money, and you were saying that radio blocked my interview, I couldn't monetize it, and it was one of the things I had to let go. But in me, there was like, I can't let it go because I'm making a lot of connections. How can I monetize
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I had this big aha where I thought, okay, I could do commercials and charge. So
mm-hmm.
right now I've been scheduling people. One person already bought me one commercial. And then I have like 10 people set up this week to talk to that seem interested.
Right.
I'm thinking, whoa, you know. So it seems to be a new energy that's coming in, a new momentum that's being built. And I've had all these interviews that I can plug in those commercials and the commercials that I'm ready to start. I mean, any new shows that I have, I can plug them in there too. And people seemed interested. Yeah, it was a big aha for me. And even when I approach these people, they seem interested. So we're talking. I have like 10 people ready to talk to this week, yet I had to squeeze them all in on like Thursday and Friday because I'm working Tuesday, Wednesdays, and then today I got out a little early from work, but it's hard.
It's hard when you, yes. Well, that, you know, I don't know what your savings are, but what I can tell you is if you put all your energy in, because you have tremendous passion. So
mm-hmm.
when you start really being able to put that all into your business, it will start
mm-hmm.
thriving because of that, you know. And so I can feel from you that you're almost like you just can't wait to be there in that space.
I know.
Like you just
know,
you just
can't
wait. And there's so it's like you're just tickled pink by the idea of being able to do that and having the time to schedule as many people as you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion to you is that, you know, if you decide to release this job at the end of August, that you just really know that the universe is lined up this year. You're in a 17-8 year. There's indication everywhere that there is money coming to you. And it's just a matter of you to find those opportunities because you know best, just like you knew best with not getting rid of the radio show and doing ads instead. That's
mm-hmm.
fantastic. You know, that's one way to go. And so there's something in you that's fired up completely right now. It's really exciting. And what I love about your solar arc sun, which is the same as the progress sun, is it's at 19 degrees. And that's the Prince of Heaven number.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be there for another 30 years. And that's new beginnings, 1910-1. It's, you know, help from others, which this would be, people signing up for ads on your radio show is people helping you, right? So it's really a beautiful, beautiful energy that's lining up for you. And so your sun, by the way, your natal sun's at 1 degree. So 1 is an important number for you. So when the sun, when the progress sun or solar arc sun, same thing, is at 1910-1, it's triggering your inner light. So it's really, you know, a beautiful moment for you to actually risk and move forward in this way, you know. So, again, I'm not going to tell you to quit your job, but I can tell you that you will have a tremendous amount of support behind you to do something really worthwhile, you know. So, and let me just think. The end of August, that would be 8 years. That's a 7 month. Are you taking any time out next month at all, or is it not possible for you to do that?
Well, I could. I mean, right now I only have 7 more days to work with the district, but I'm giving them extra days because they have so much work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm even thinking if they really want me, they can even contract me as a consultant, you know.
Yes, and isn't that something you considered? You considered that route, right? The freelance route?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you're still considering, or
yes.
do you want it? Yeah.
And together, okay. right now, partnering up with Alicia Dumas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to pronounce her last name. It's a very unique name. And she's a writer and author, and she has a publishing company. Well, I'm going to go to the districts and have them and introduce writing for kids, but then taking them to the next level and having them become publishers while they're in school and motivating them to improve their writing skills, because that's their weakest in education across the nation. And when I was talking to her, I said, you know, if you want to partner with me, you have what I need. And then, I mean, I have contacts and knowledge in the curriculum and educational area, and we can support each other. And she said, yes. So I think that's a bigger piece that I can introduce to school systems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. You know what I want to tell you? As soon as you started
mm-hmm.
talking about this, is I noticed that you're arcing Venus just literally entered your fifth house, and that's the house of children.
Oh, you were telling me earlier also.
Yeah, that's the house of children. That's arcing there. That means it literally just went in. And so Venus is about abundance, and the fifth house is about creativity and children and romance. So
mm-hmm.
for you, what this means, first of all, yes, romance, but it means money in regards to children. So if you pursue this, I think it's going to be really lucrative for you. I want you to continue on that vein with the kids. So I like this very much for you. It's no coincidence that it's happening while Venus is entering that sign. Arcing Venus, it'll stay there for 30 years. So the fact that it just entered means you just entered a new phase, right? So if you like this Alicia person and she resonates with you and you have this idea that you both see has major potential,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know where it can lead in terms of finances, but it feels like in terms of at least you being contracted out, you know, as a freelance,
mm-hmm.
Business will be good. So,
okay.
So, yeah, I like that for you very much.
Okay, awesome. I have a lot of ideas for children, believe me.
Well, this makes total sense to me.
It's
so
just
I want
one
you to
nugget.
Pursue that.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
awesome. Wow, okay.
I want you to pursue that because that's where a lot of your money opportunities will be.
Will be coming. Now, you told me you had really emphasized on the intuitive part of me. Is that something that I should do side by side? I mean, you know me. I have all these three things
mm-hmm.
going on, the business, the education, and the spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
So I should continue with that momentum of that three businesses.
Yeah, you know, you will always use your intuition. I mean, there are people who are in businesses that in careers, vocations that you wouldn't consider spiritual that use their intuition. I was just
mm-hmm.
talking to my sister yesterday because she's working for a very, very high-powered producer here in L.A., and, you know, she was saying she's a very alpha female, but she's so intuitive. That's why she's so successful. So even though she's working as a producer on films, you know, that, you know, you wouldn't consider uplifting necessarily, she's behind the scenes using her intuition, making it happen, right? So you can use your intuition in any way you want. Really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just meant for intuitives. Intuition is meant for everybody. So accessing it really only requires that you're working on a project that totally you feel passionate about, and then the intuition will come naturally. And for you, obviously, being a 2911, it's totally obvious that you are inspired. You know, when you're turned on by your job, your intuition is extremely keen, and you
mm-hmm.
can basically channel whatever you need to at that moment, you know. So the other thing I like about you mentioning this person is that would it be somewhat like a partnership for you if you worked with her?
That's how it sounded, that it would be a partnership in that specific area of the writing and publishing, yes,
mm-hmm.
for kids.
Yeah, okay. The reason I bring that up is every 2911 does really well at times during their life where they work with another person in partnership, because it reduces to two. So you have this ability to work in conjunction with another person on a project that really serves you well and enhances
mm-hmm.
your gift. Do you see what I mean?
So yes.
Yeah, there's something about, and this can be mentor, teacher, it can be business partner, it can be lover, I mean partnership in whatever way you can see, right? So it's a good thing. It doesn't have to be for you, but it really does enhance you too. So yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to mention that as well. So if you are working with her, it doesn't have to be like super close, but at least she's like part of your team kind of thing. Like you consider her an important asset in
mm-hmm.
this project, then that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
So.
She will be like a big asset to this whole project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So
wow.
I like it. I like all your opportunities, and I love that you're doing this in a 17-8 year. The 7 year you were in was not the easiest, the one you were just coming out of. You're not in it now.
Mm-hmm.
So this transition now took slightly longer because of the Cardinal Grand Cross. Cardinal Grand Cross was a major event, and we had to adjust to the repercussions for a few months. And so now you're starting to feel your way into your opportunities, right? So
mm-hmm.
it took that time in May and
June.
You know, it did, you know. I mean, for all of us, we've all gone through some kind of transformation of some sort, and we're now coming through it. June was hard because it was a 13 month, and the Cardinal Grand Cross was at 13 degrees. And so, you know, in July, you know, finally we're now starting to understand, okay, so this is where I'm going, right? The
mm-hmm.
the sky is, the light is now shining a clearer path for me to see what's happening, you know. So it's good. And you're a Taurus ascendant.
Mm-hmm.
Venus is very important to you. I just mentioned Venus going into your fifth house as an arc. Very, very, very important planet for you because you're a Taurus ascendant. You see? So anywhere you put Venus or anywhere Venus is affected will influence you in a big way.
Okay, wow, okay.
So, yeah. Same goes for Saturn, by the way, because your midheaven is ruled by Capricorn, so you want to watch wherever Saturn is. Saturn is in Scorpio right now. Scorpio is being activated in a moment, in a few days, by Mars. So you will feel even more energy, because Mars will enter what used to be its home sign before they discovered Pluto. Pluto now rules Scorpio, but Mars used to rule Scorpio. So Mars is very happy in Scorpio, and Mars
mm-hmm.
has been in Libra, and that's really going to affect you because Scorpio is where Saturn is, and your midheaven, which is your career, is ruled by Saturn. So you're gonna like this new energy surge coming up.
Wow.
So.
And then because Saturn's the teacher, then that means taking that role of that teacher now, right, more and more?
Oh, yeah. Well,
or
yeah,
the
with Capricorn
whatever,
up there. Yeah, mm-hmm. for mm. sure you are a natural teacher. Yes,
okay.
And you have to be patient with your career changes because they do work step by step. You don't want to rush them. Otherwise, you will feel disjointed and out of balance.
Mm.
That's what Capricorn teaches, you know, is just to feel grounded every step of the way. And
mm-hmm.
that way you're going to build something of a lasting foundation. So now notice one more thing I'm going to say to you, Angelica, because your midheaven is at 26 degrees. That is an 8. So you will always want to have a source of good income. It's important
mm-hmm.
to you with your career. Now, you're in a 17-8 year, so that's being triggered this year. So you're
mm-hmm.
really, really, really passionately engaged.
Tanya, I think it's 16-7, no? A 16-7 year?
Let me see. You're born when?
It's May 22nd, 1964.
Oh, I had one of your numbers down wrong. Sorry. 5/22/2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
9-7. Oh, you're in a 16-7. Okay. So that, All right. It's, oh. Uh-oh, okay.
Does it change everything?
No. Your ascendant is 7. Your ascendant is 7. So actually, no, it doesn't. What it changes is that the 17-8 year, sorry, the 16-7 year will activate your ascendant, and your next year coming into 2015, which is an 8-year for all of us, you're going to really start feeling that in January, and then come your birthday in May, it's going to be like full blast of the 8 energy. So,
oh, wow.
So that, yeah. So actually, yeah, that, let me just look at one other thing for you for August. So August, yeah, so August is now, so let's see, you're 16, 7 plus 7 plus 8. Okay, 24, 6 months. Okay, so that is interesting because that means September, your first month on your own without this job, will be a 7 month. On your own. That's what 7 means. It's the loneliest of numbers. You're going to be on your own. You will not have a job that you're going to. And 7 is your ascendant. It makes total sense now. 7 is your ascendant, too. So you're going to be on your own with you. So actually, yeah, it's very indicative, the numerology, of what you're doing, too. You know, how you're going to feel. You're going to feel a little bit like that, lonely. So just so you know, don't be afraid of that. I actually don't even know what that feels like because I've never been in that situation where I had a job and then had to work at home. I've always worked at home. But I can imagine how it might feel to somebody like you who may then say, oh, my gosh, okay, it's all up to me now. it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's going to be good. And then, like I said, once we go into 2015, that 8 energy really kicks in for you, for your 26-8. So that's not too far away, you know, for you. So,
okay.
Yeah,
so
but everything
I
else
wanted
I said,
to have, yeah, I wanted to have this event. Let me give you the date, and I think it's, hold on. I put it in September. Oh, my God, I can't remember the date. I thought I wrote it here. It's on my different calendar. Well, I have an event October 30 and 31st for a networking event. And then September I had scheduled another one for educators, and I was going to try to promote that one. And I know it's going to, I'm going to really stretch myself, but I have to do what it takes.
Well, October will be great because it's an 8 month. It's actually a 26. Because you're in a 16-7. Oh, my gosh, it's a 17-8 month for you. That's really, really wonderful. So I love October for you. September will be a 25-7 month for you. Now, you said it's for educators. Well, 7 does rule learning. So,
okay.
I think it'll be, let me see. Do you know when in September?
Best day? I think I had put it for September. I think I had calculated the 2nd through the 4th, something like that.
Oh, it's early. It's like Tuesday through
Thursday. Oh, yeah. I'm going to
right
really
after Labor Day. Okay.
I could move it depending on where it seems to be a better date.
How are you going to get them to – you're telling them just a few weeks before about this?
I'm starting like – this whole week I'm putting the flyer together, and then I am doing a massive social media, release, and then I have a lot of superintendents that are following me in LinkedIn, so I'm going to private message them, send them videos, talking to them about it. I'm just doing crazy stuff, calling districts. I mean,
can
I'm really going to... do
what,
a lot of work.
Will they be busy in September, or will they be able to come?
September, it's a better time. Not August is very busy, but I'm thinking either mid or towards the end of September. Those are good days to start conferences.
Okay, let me just look at this for you because
I could even do it October, early October, educators, late October, networking.
Mm-hmm. 7 and 3, 1. Well, I like September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd. for you?
September and then October 1st.
Okay. Those are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if that's what you're looking for.
Okay, so this would be for
Are you
for
looking for that, Tuesday, Wednesday,
yes,
Thursday?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, because the 30th of September for you is a one day, and then you move into that wonderful 8 personal month in October. Right?
Okay.
So you can activate that number, which is the number on your midheaven. And it's also the number that all your birth numbers, your birth promise, your birth code is 4s and 2s. And 8 is in that same triad. So that's why October is such a great month for you. So if you can do as much as you can that month, that would be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then October 30 and 31st for networking, or should I make it October 29th?
Let's see here. You need 2 days or one day?
2 days.
You want to make it a weekend? Because the 31st is Halloween. I don't think I'd have an event.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting about Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I have to change it.
Does it have to be a weekend, or does it?
Oh, it doesn't have to be a weekend.
Okay, let me just look at here what you have. The 8th, 29th, 30th. Okay. If you want to have it in late October so you can prepare for it after this initial event in late September, early October, is that what you're looking to do?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. What are the best, tell me the best days of the week for doing this kind of thing.
I'm even thinking it could either be, I mean, as an educator, I'm used to attending during the week,
mm-hmm.
but then I've noticed that entrepreneurs are used to attending weekend events. I don't know why that happens, but
no,
I might be wrong.
It depends.
I mean,
actually, yes and no. If you're attracting entrepreneurs who have families, yes, weekends can be helpful. However, there's a whole other side to entrepreneurship that prefers weekdays because that's when kids are in school, and so
mm-hmm.
entrepreneurs can travel more easily, and then they want to be home.
Home in the weekend,
on the
okay.
weekend. So
yeah,
really
then I would prefer
some ways.
Week. I would prefer week.
Okay, so what
way.
I like for you is the 27th and 28th.
Mm-hmm.
That's Monday and Tuesday, though. But that would work really well for you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, you know what? I had been asking my angels for a whole week, what steps do you want me to take? And then I received this email from Danny Johnson. The first thing I see is amp up visibility. And then I'm like, okay. So then I even use the word on my radio show. And then as I'm driving the next day to work, I see this big bulletin board. Amp up visibility.
Oh.
And then I ask, and I open up this letter, and this little card comes out, amp up visibility. I'm like, okay, I got it.
Oh, my gosh, Angelica, that's a great story. That's a great story. Yeah, so absolutely. This feels really good. Remember, you are in your 17-8 year, so you're
mm-hmm.
supposed to show yourself as the leader you are. And it completes your triad, you're a 4 and you're a 2. The 8 completes the triad. So you feel much more complete this year in terms of your gifts, your strengths, right?
Okay.
It's really, really good. So I really, really am glad that you're moving forward in this way. And also the 26-8, by the way, for you, that 26-8 on your career is triple activated in October. It's really, really powerful. So you want to actually go. You want to go knowing that October is a preview of 2015 for you. Everything you
okay.
do in October is going to launch that 17-8 and 8 energy for 2015 because 2015 is an 8 for all of us. It's going to launch that for you. So anything you start then it's going to have a ripple effect throughout 2015 for you. So, so that is good.
Okay,
so,
I'm doing it. Okay.
Yeah. And this gives you a little bit more time. If you had something in September, I want you to market it well. I want you to really have people put it in their books and look forward to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I recommend.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to do it. Thank you. I don't know. I have so many questions, but these were the most important ones that I had.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's just a matter of you also trusting your own amazing ideas and your intuition. So as you move forward, you're going to be able to just do this by yourself, you know, not have to I mean, yes, I'm giving you your important codes for the next couple months, but some of these other decisions, you know, that's why we also have the Facebook page, Angelica. I mean, if you have a question, you can just go there and ask, and I will see it. You know, I'll get to it as soon as I can. So I want you to also take advantage of that.
Okay, would that be on the Mastermind, right, where you're saying?
It's the Astral Alliance Mastermind Facebook group page, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll ask.
The one that Terry just posted her beautiful photos on, that one.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, because I own my home, I mean, in the area of the house, you don't see any, like, losing my home or anything like that. I'm still in that fear stage, okay? Can you tell?
Losing your home? Oh, gosh. That would be a whole different reason.
Oh, okay.
For me to look
I was just
at that.
Wondering if the shift.
I
mean, it's a crazy thought. I mean, it's just coming in.
I don't really see that right now for you,
okay,
honestly.
Good.
But just, you know, just, yeah, just
it's
calm
just
down.
Fear.
Focus on what you can focus on.
Exactly.
That's what I always
do. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. Well, all my best to you. Okay. I want to hear
updates. Well, thank you. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so, and then we have another caller here. Press star 6 if you want to get in line. We're going to talk now to 250 area code. Hello?
Hello, Tanya. It's Fiona again.
Hi, Fiona. Talking to you again. Yes.
Yes.
Well, what's your question?
I'm just going, so what does my chart say about for my business-wise that I should be aware of at this point in time?
Let me pull you up. And I know it's your birthday, so I don't have to ask you about that. So let me pull that up. Okay, so 17-8, let me put your name in. I need to get all the charts prepared. So I'm in the process of doing that. Fiona, let's see here. Okay, let me look at the transits first for you. Okay. You have, in general, been going through a lot of change since, especially 2011, because the Pluto-Uranus square, Pluto is sitting right on your ascendant, literally smack on your ascendant. And so that is something that is causing a lot of, that's why you're changing your name. You're changing the way your business is run. That change is going to continue. Okay, it's basically a transformation of Fiona that's taking a few years, not a few months. Okay.
Okay.
So, and you're going to feel a shift out of that, you know, sense of oh my gosh, more and more change. You're going to start feeling that next year, pretty early actually. And then when it's really going to take off for you is early 2016, end of 2015. That's when Pluto finally starts moving away from sitting right on your ascendant. So there is still a process of transformation. Now, the good news is that when you initially feel this, which would have been even before 2011, when it's within 6 degrees of your ascendant, when you initially felt this urge to shift and change and step into a new empowerment of you, who you are, that's when it's strongest. It actually, Pluto moves so slowly that we get used to the energy after a while, you see. So for you, it's not quite as dramatic as it was earlier. Does that make sense?
Okay, I get that. Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Right. So that's you know, the really good news in all of this. So you've actually acclimated to the energy change, and you're just going through the process now of making these shifts internally and externally, because it's like natural to you now. You've gotten used to the fact that things are shifting. But eventually, like I said, the timeline I just gave you, you're going to feel like, okay, I am exactly where I need to be. And you won't feel a sense of, well, where am I going next? You know what I mean?
Okay.
You'll just be more grounded. So that's number one. Your Uranus is going to be entering your third house of communication. And that is still a bit away, but it's approaching that cusp, and it is sitting close to the cusp now. And that means you're going to start feeling it. What that means is your presence online is going to really expand. So I know you're setting up your website now. You're in process of doing all of that. What I want you to know is, yes, it could take a few months to get this set up, but I'm telling you, once it's early 2015,
right,
there is going to be a pretty major push. And by the time it's spring, you're going to really, really feel a major shift into being able to communicate to a lot more people worldwide. So it's all building up to that.
Okay.
And it's going to feel very, very different for you, because you're going to be in touch with a lot more people, and as a result, attract more clients than you ever have before.
Okay.
So that's a big deal. Now, in terms of now, the Sun and Jupiter and the new moon are happening in your seventh house of partnerships. So I know you're married,
mm-hmm.
and I know this is a really wonderful moment that can happen for you in this house. I don't know exactly what it means for you, but you have so many planets in the seventh house.
I know.
So it's happening literally on your Sun, on your Mars, on your Uranus. I mean, they're all being triggered by this new moon coming up in a few days. It's beautiful. It's really, really an important moment for you. I don't know what's going on, but it does affect, first of all, your marriage, but also how you feel in general about partnering with others. It enhances everything about you, because it's your vitality, Mars, it's your Sun, which is your confidence, and it's your Uranus, which is your view of the future, your excitement about the future, your ability to take risks. It's beautiful. You also have a Jupiter return coming up as well, and that's also very, very soon. So it's going to be August, September. So there is an energy of a lot of fortune and just expanding what you
right.
do. Do you feel that? You should be feeling it.
I feel like once my birthday kind of hit, I'm hitting the ground with my feet running,
mm-hmm.
and that things are going to start to flow, that I've been actually held back in some way. And to me, it's lots of times It's about that divine timing.
Yes, yes. But also know that Saturn is in Scorpio and your midheaven is 18 degrees Scorpio. So you are not, it's not necessarily that you're being held back, it's that you're building things step by step. Just like with Angelica, she has Capricorn up there, which is ruled by Saturn. You have Scorpio up there, and Saturn is currently in Scorpio. So what's happening is it's really a patience that you're being asked to exhibit as your business grows step by step. But it is definitely growing. You just have to know it's just maybe taking slightly longer than you anticipated. But let me tell you the good news. Saturn is moving out of Scorpio in December of this year. This is not going to take long. And you're at 18 degrees here with your midheaven, so you're mm-hmm. going to feel a tremendous shift starting in October.
Okay.
That's when Saturn really moves away, even end of September. So this is not a long time. It's
right.
been here for a while. It's been retrograding over the spot. And so really everything's coming together for you now where you're not going to feel this holding pattern. You're going to feel much more energized. You're going to feel like you can move forward with ease much, much more. So,
okay.
And it's just in time, Fiona, because of the year that you just entered, right? This beautiful
right.
year.
Yeah.
That you
perfect
just entered.
Timing.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I see a lot of good things happening. So it's just a matter of you dedicating yourself to making things happen, just like Angelica is, you know,
right,
and then,
right.
then it will, you know, it will manifest for sure, for sure. I mean, it's beautiful. So, yeah.
Okay. It's just, okay, no, that is, and is there anything in there, like I know with my sign, can you see anything there? What is holding me back with writing?
And you're asking me this, and you're born the 21st. You are a writer naturally.
I know.
Yeah.
But guess what? I've always felt that way, even as a child going through school.
Hmm.
And it wasn't until I was in grade 12 I took a creative writing course. And when I did that, I knew I could write. But I
okay.
just, so I just feel like I'm not clicking in to my numbers. Like, to talk, yes, I'm fine.
Let me ask
to,
you something here, real quick, because Aries rules your third house of communication. And Aries and Mars, which rules Aries, is in your seventh house of marriage. Can
mm-hmm.
I ask you, does your husband support your creativity?
No. Well, if he could lock me in my sewing room, yes. But with
if,
what I'm
did
doing,
did you just say
this,
if he could lock you? What did
oh,
you
if he
say?
Could lock me in my room here, because he's very, he is so frightened with. With what I'm doing, I don't have his support.
Okay, so here's what's interesting to me. This Jupiter event I just told you about, this new moon Jupiter event is happening in your seventh house of marriage. It's activating literally that Mars energy, which is where your communication lies. Because, you know, Aries rules your third house. Mars is the ruler of Aries. So it's fascinating to me that you are asking this now because it's directly related to your husband, who's represented by these two planets. Mars and the Sun. And so there's something that needs to break open there in your relationship. And I believe it has to do, and I'm just sensing this now, that it has to do with you going to him and letting him know how you feel about being creative in this way and how it's very important that you actually use these gifts. Because when you said lock you in your sewing room, it felt really closed down. Like, how can you be creative like that?
Well,
you know?
It's just, see, before that's worked, you know, before I really got into this, I was doing quilting and creating. And,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, I love it. And I get in and I lose track of time. And so that's safe and comfortable for him. What I'm doing is totally uncomfortable to him. Totally.
Yeah, okay, but it has nothing to do with making him comfortable. It has to do with you addressing your gifts and exploring who you are in the most fulfilling way.
Right.
And Jupiter is now asking you to do that. I mean, Jupiter is really, really going to prompt you in a few days in a major way because it's a new moon as well. So you're going to be really itching to create. And so because it's in your seventh house, there's something happening with him that needs to be cleared for you to move forward in this direction. And I don't know how you're going to address that, but the opportunity to do it is incredible.
There.
It's there. I'm just telling you, you're supported. You may be surprised at how he responds. Okay.
Okay.
So, I think it's really you've come to a moment now where Fiona has to just, you know, say the things that needed saying for a while, and now you're saying them, and then you can then in all 100% comfort go into that room and do what you really want to do. You see, without feeling this tension anymore. Because tension will be the first killer of creativity. When there's stress, you cannot be creative. So,
right. Yeah, you're
if
right.
There's any fear you have about doing something that's creative is going to quell the creativity right there. So the freedom for you is key to go to be able
okay.
to just have
I
a
can
place.
Understand that now because anything I've limited myself with doing stuff in our community of coming out, like I've stepped so far, but I've held myself because I didn't want, because I know what I do affects him
mm-hmm.
at some
mm-hmm.
level. And so I, you know,
well,
but I understand what you're saying.
Okay, so here's the deal. You know what you do affects him, but here's the thing. If it's good for you, it should affect him
right.
in a good way. Do you see?
Yeah.
So you just have to see it that way. Don't see it the other way around. Don't.
Right.
Twist it so that, well, if it's good for him, it's good for you. Uh-uh. It's the other way. If it's good
right.
for you, it's good for him.
Right.
So that's where you're now able to be supported. This Jupiter new moon event really is saying to you, okay, Fiona, it's time to say that. You know, this is what I want to do. It makes me happy. And so I'm going to turn my quilting room into a writing room. I know that's where I want to go, and I want to explore it now, and it makes me really super excited to go this direction, or however you want to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right,
you know?
Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and then just set it up that way, and then you'll be welcomed into this room that you've set up to be your writing room, and you know you put flowers in it and do whatever you need to do to make it beautiful.
Right, right.
You're a three; you need beauty around you.
Right.
You know, fountain, whatever it is, you know, scents. And then you'll see where it takes you because that's where you are naturally, you know?
Right, right.
That's you. So, yeah, it's just a matter of you claiming it, owning up to it, that's all, you know?
Instead, it's just tiptoeing around.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It. Like you're just, I'm getting visuals here plenty with just with you talking. I'm going, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing it out so that I can see. They're showing me. That, yes,
exactly.
Tip-toeing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tiptoeing is a good word. So stop
yep.
tiptoeing.
Yes.
Dance.
Exactly. Yes. Okay.
Start dancing. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Wow, that's a great birthday question for you since you're 21. So go ahead and claim it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Okay, and we have area code 303.
Hi,
hello?
Tanya. It's Rebecca.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just getting home from work. I've been kind of listening on the road and all of that. I know the class is getting long, and I don't know if there's people behind me or not, but I just have a quick question.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I need to title my webinar. And what I'm looking at is Constellations to Cash, Three Stellar Astrology Secrets to Your Own Powerful Product Launch Windfalls.
Hold, let me look at Constellations to Cash first. Okay. Did you figure it out?
Yeah, I did last night, and I came up with 23.5.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, 23.5. Yep, that is awesome. So Constellations to Cash would be the main header that title. And then what is the subhead?
Three Stellar Astrology Secrets to Your Own Powerful Product Launch Windfalls.
Okay, that's too long.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. I would take out the word stellar. Three astrology secrets, and what else did you say?
To Your Own Powerful Product Launch Windfalls. See, that's really a mouthful.
Three astrology secrets to great product launches. Don't make it so long-winded. Too fortunate, too good, too successful. Product launches. Just trying to see a good number. Can change 2 to 4. There we go. Three astrology secrets for successful product launchers is really fortunate.
So say that again, three.
I wrote the three out as a three, so it's not written as three. It's just the number three, like not T-H-R-E, but the number three.
Mm-hmm.
Three astrology secrets for successful product launches.
I'm going to write this down because I don't want to listen through the end of this record.
Secrets. Three astrology secrets for successful product launches.
I like that.
It's much clearer. It's simple. Mm-hmm. It's sixth grade. You don't get lost in the quagmire of words.
Three astrology secrets for successful product launches. Okay.
And I like Constellations to Cash. I really like that. It's good. It's very catchy, and you define it with a subhead here. So, yeah, it's good. I like it.
Okay, that's awesome.
It's good. I wish you the best. It's really actually very exciting. You're on a roll.
Yeah. Well, I am in a webinar class, so it's like a 6-week program that is teaching us how to do webinars. And the first week was getting the title and the subtitle down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Angela Johnson moved up her dates to August and September because she wanted to do a more complete job with everything, so it bought me a little more time.
Good.
And that felt better because I'm feeling now like at least I'm going to have my ducks in a row because I have to have all of this stuff ready before the interview goes on air, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, this is all good news. Happy to hear all of that. So,
Okay.
You're in a sixth year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is she doing this in September?
Right. October changes to 7-year.
Well, no. I'm just looking at the numbers for September. September would be a 6-month, right? That is nice. Now, October, you do change into a 7-year, but you're in a 17-8-month, right? Right?
You know, I haven't even figured all of that out. I've been...
Yeah, you are. You're in a 17. If that's a, you're going to be well. If you're going to be in a 16-7 year starting October, So that makes October itself a 17-8 months.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Both of those are good for you, September and October. Just so
they
you know,
they are because my birthday is 26 and that's an 8.
Yeah, but 17-8 in general is fantastic for entrepreneurs. And you're an 8 and a 2, so two of three of your numbers will be activated. So it's good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you want to, the reason I'm telling you this, Rebecca, is you want to plan things for that month.
Okay.
Right? It's a good month for you. Yeah.
So a rule of thumb that was told me is that within 21 days of the airing of the of Angela's interview of me,
mm-hmm.
have the webinar date,
mm-hmm.
and then within 21 days after that, have the class the class started, because that's going to be my upsell, is into the class.
Yep. That's
I was
a very good.
To go any longer than 21 days, and you're losing people.
Yep.
Something like this?
Absolutely, because their attention span is very short and they're still, they remember you. Absolutely.
Okay.
So for you, it's perfect timing considering your cycles.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it is. It intuitively feels that way. So.
Well, October in general, October, November are very good months for anyway. You know, once you get into December, it's much harder. So
yeah.
The timing is very good. So as long as you're done by early December, because then, as you know, the holidays take over. But you're doing this. It's working out really well time-wise in every
way. I think
I'm
going to have to reverse engineer it.
What do you mean?
Start from when I want the class to be finished, move backwards, and then move.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me another opinion. So thank you for the kudos on the photography. That was a really fun day.
It was lovely.
Oh,
so happy for
you.
Terry.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, I wanted to do that for her because she just seemed to me like she needed a boost, and it seemed to really lighten her up, and she had a chance to see from, you know, I'd show her pictures of when, how she is seen from the outside when she's feeling these emotions from the inside, and it was really a productive day for both of us, actually, because I wanted to play around with my camera again and get back into that. My
mm-hmm.
question is, you know, I have been told not to chase two bunnies, and I love photography, and I love astrology, numerology, and the intuitive thing. What I've been tossing back and forth is for a little higher-end program for myself and a VIP day,
mm-hmm.
I would tie the astrology, numerology, coaching stuff
mm-hmm.
together along with a photo session.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely fabulous for you.
Okay.
Because you're a five, and you need to have that variety.
Oh.
And so you thrive on it. You
I
thrive
do.
On it. And the great thing about fives is they recognize what the public wants. It's the public number, right? That's what five is. So you have an eye for that. And so you have a gift in knowing how to draw out pictures that will be very, very useful for entrepreneurs. So I absolutely would offer that, yeah.
Okay.
Only for high-end. Only
yep.
for high-end, because
yep,
it's very
yep.
time-intensive, as you know.
Yep.
So, but it's
that's
an added right. benefit that you can literally tie into the other services that you give,
mm-hmm.
because really what you're doing is you're enhancing their confidence initially with some kind of reading, whatever that entails, and then moving on to the photography after they're really
yep.
feeling fantastic, you know. So that's sort of how I would set it up.
That was kind of what I had in mind is, you know, then they have what they walk away with are photographs of what they were feeling, and it's easier for them to continue being in touch with that so that they don't lose it. Because a lot
yep.
of people, when they, it's, I seem to see a lot of people really be empowered, and then when they walk away, then all of a sudden they get back into their old habits.
Well, this is a great point, and I think you should really emphasize that by having the visual of the
right.
feeling that's generated during their VIP experience with you, they can actually get inspired from it later on. And they can, and in fact, you may want to include a service where you both pick out the photograph that most resonates with them, and you actually send it to them, like framed or something, you know, as part of the, like, high-end VIP experience, right?
How?
So to really make it something, so that would be, like, an extra freebie that you add on, bonus, right? You have a few bonuses. Because, yeah, what you're saying is absolutely correct. And it's beautiful, if you know, for you to have the visual mm-hmm. offered as part of this enhancement experience. You know, I love it.
And it makes me a little more unique than most astrologers.
Well, of course it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of price points would I put on a VIP day like that?
Okay, so it involves like a reading in the morning, then lunch, and then a photo shoot?
Right.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Initially, I'm thinking for you, gosh, I don't want to stretch you too much so that you can really sell it. So 5 or 6
okay.
initially is
yeah,
what
I
would
thinking,
charge.
I was thinking 3.
No, then do 5. Do 4,997.
Okay.
Give him a pay plan.
Okay.
Okay, but make sure they see you after they paid off the pay plan. So if they choose a 3 pay plan, you have to schedule them after they paid off, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really like that because I think the photography part of it for entrepreneurs would be a really nice drawing card.
Oh, yeah. It's a great idea. It really is. I like it too.
Okay. Okay.
It's great. It's brilliant. So, and in fact, you can ask Terry, and I'm sure she'll be hopefully okay with it, you know, for whether you can use one or two of her pictures as examples, you know. So
I
now
will.
You wouldn't put
wouldn't
this on your website. You would put this on your handout PDF that you would send to prospects. Because what you're going to do, Rebecca, is you have to actually get on the phone with them. Right, for an experience like this that you charge this amount of money for, you either have a client, an existing client that you're talking to anyway, on the phone because they are doing a consultation with you, and you're selling this after the consultation, or you are scheduling a 15-minute call after they express interest, and you then send them a PDF that then has a photograph. You know,
so
you?
Do I advertise, do I say anything about it on my website?
Yes,
all?
You do, but you don't give them a page with
right.
a price point. You can give them a page with some information or something like that, or just a paragraph on a page about it, and then you say, please contact my assistant, blah, 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 to set up a call. You know, for more information. You can look at my page. I have that for my VIP. My VIP day, I actually have a page. You can look at that, but I do not give the price point on it.
I already have looked at that, yeah.
Yeah, so you can do something similar. So.
Okay. That's helpful. That's helpful. She was such a joy to work with. She really was. She was so open and so... It was really a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. She was perfect for me to play with.
I love it. I'm so happy because it sounded like it for both of you. It was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was fun.
So great. Yeah, so happy that happened.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, thank you.
Well, good. You're welcome. Yeah. Good luck with that and keep me posted.
Oh, yeah, I will. I got
you. Okay. I know. I know you. You will. That's good. Okay, well, all my best to you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Tanya.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, we've come to the end of the Astro Alliance July support call. I'm thrilled about, you know, everything that's happening. I know I saw most of you just last month, and you're hopefully busy creating your products and new services. And, you know, please remember to use our Facebook page. It's really a great tool for all of you to, you know, just bounce things off each other, but also for me to come in and assist you between our calls. So that's what it's meant to be. So it'd be great for you to utilize it. And And don't forget, I can look at your any of your ideas, your names, just like with Rebecca just now, some of your copy, headlines, during any call. So always have those ready if you have questions, okay? So meanwhile, fantastic July, end of month experience here. Enjoy August. It really is a great time, just like I said at the beginning of the call, so take advantage of it. And I will talk to all of you very soon. Our next call is actually in 3 weeks, not 4 weeks, because we're back on schedule again after my daughter's piano festival. So I think it's around August 11th we'll be talking. So I will talk to all of you then and wish you all the best. Okay, bye-bye for now.